But the Mardi Gras that night was larger than the first.
Mm.
And that was, to me, quite a big gamble because of the hostility of large sections of the subculture community, movement, service organisations, all of that. There was much more open hostility to the idea. And a lot of that was just like, what sort of image is this creating of homosexuals? Like, this is not us, all these dreadful people in the street getting arrested. It'll be a riot again. Why are we allowing it? Who's in charge? What, you know, that sort of stuff. And it was a bit of an anticlimax to not tell much, but it wasn't small. And it having occurred, it seems to me to be a major sort of step in allowing Mardi Gras to sort of...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
and having occurred without arrest.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the second Mardi Gras, yeah. The second Mardi Gras tends to be lost to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if the first one had have happened without arrest in 1978, it might not have been a second. I mean, to what extent was it felt important because of the arrest in 78 to have a second Mardi Gras included on the program?
Oh, I think enormously.
But if there had been no arrests in 78, had it just ended off?
Yeah, I don't think it would have just stopped. I think it would have arisen again in another, you know what I mean? With another...
Well, it might have been a nighttime march. Yeah, it might have been a nighttime march, a candlelight march or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think but what might have happened is there might have been a daytime Mardi Gras come up for some other reason, if you know what I mean.
But not necessarily at the same time, or...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the second Mardi Gras had to be done, what do you say, to prove a point, to sort of make sure that we were allowed to do it, sort of stuff, and that we could get away with it. And I do remember it as being quite exhilarating. And then, because it did seem such a gamble.